The Rebbe spoke the Sicha on Shabbos Parshas V'Yakob Kudei, Parshas Para, Shabbos Mevachim Nisan Tov Shem Emches, in connection with the Siyum Sefer Torah, which was written by the Shluchim. The Rebbe spoke about the Inyan of Shlichas in particular, and about the Inyan of Shlichas in general. Every Jew has his Shlichas, every Jew has his mission down here in this world. The Rebbe said that when one is on Shlichas in a remote place, in a faraway place, there can be sometimes difficulties which are unique to that faraway place, which are not shared and which do not exist by those that are in the Dalad Amas Shel Kedusha. Those that are in the four cubits of Kedusha, an environment of Yiddishkeit, of holiness, they do not have these difficulties which are encountered by a shliach in a faraway place. This is Nesef al Hakushi v'Hatzar shebacholos hashlichas de bnei Yisrael b'zman haGolus. This is in addition to the difficulties and the pain of the Jewish people that in general are the shluchim of Hakadosh Baruch Hu in the time of Golus, when the Jewish people are described that they are in a state compared to Bonim Shegolum al Shulchan Avihim, children who were exiled from the table of their father. This is an expression that the Gemara uses in Brachas Dav Gimel Sofam and Aleph. One of the diyukim of Shulchan Avihim, it could have said something else. It could have said that they were exiled from the father's home, from the father's estate, from their father's place. Why does it say Shulchan Avihim, the table of their father? One of the explanations of the diuk in this is, being that a Shulchan, a table, which means a suda, a feast, a meal, shows on the primary dwelling of a person. This is also reflected in Hilchos Erevin, that when a person puts down food, that establishes the place where he is living. When a person wants to make an Erev, you make an Erev with food. Why? As Alter Rebbe says in Shulchan Aruch, "Lefi shedaita shel adam v'dirasei b'makim mezein esavu," because a person's mind and a person's primary dwelling is the place where his food is. This is the explanation why the main pain and difficulty of the Golus is emphasized, that the Jewish people were exiled, Golum al Shulchan Avihim. They were exiled from the table of their father, because the main residence, the main dwelling place of a person is by the table, associated with where his food and sustenance is. In connection with this, the Rebbe went into more detail. The idea of Bonim Shegolum al Shulchan Avihim, to explain this in greater detail, Ho'achila al Shulchan HaMelech b'Shlei Musa, the idea of eating at the table of the king in its most perfect form, is Achilas Kotshim al Yedei HaKeinim b'Beis HaMikdash. When the Keinim ate Kodeshim in the Beis HaMikdash, on which they made a bracha miyuchedes, they made a special bracha on the eating of Kotshim, that is the highest level. Lamata Mizeh, a level below this, is Achilas Maaser Sheni, the eating of Maaser Sheni. This was eaten on Yedei Kol Echad V'Echad MiYisrael by each and every single Jew. This had to be eaten by Yerushalayim Lefi Minachem. It had to be eaten in Yerushalayim within the walls of Yerushalayim. Ulamata Mizeh, a level below this, is Achilas Chulin Shenasu Ataras HaKedesh, with all precautions that this is Tohit. Afila Mechutz Yerushalayim. This can be eaten even outside of Yerushalayim. Ubizman HaGolus, what happens in the time of Golus? Harichuk Mishulchan HaMelech Hu Bechol HaYifanim HaAmurim. All the three levels which were mentioned before, in the time of Golus, we are distanced from all three levels of Shulchan Avihem, of Shulchan HaMelech, claimer, this means, HaGolus Mishulchan HaMelech, Hileirach Mibes HaMikdash. Being exiled from the table of the king is not only from the Beis HaMikdash, Elagam Yerushalayim Bechlalusa, but in general, we are in Golus also, we are in exile also from Yerushalayim. She efshal ve'echol ma'aser sheni, because we cannot eat ma'aser sheni, k'mashe kosev, as the pasuk says in Parshas Sovei, le'yechalti be'eini mimeni ve'le'be'arti mimeni betomei. I have not eaten of the ma'aser sheni while in Avelus, while I was in mourning, and I have not separated any of it while unclean. So also ma'aser sheni cannot be eaten in Zman HaGolus. To the extent that even chulin, which was made al taras hakedesh, is also not shayach. We do not have chulin al taras hakedesh. Umuvan, it is understood, shitzayrish al ben hamelech, shahaya samuch al shulchan aviv, umaglin eisei mi al shulchan hamelech. It is obvious that the pain of the prince, of the son of the king, who was sitting by his father's table, and he was exiled from that table, Godel Yeser, it is a much greater pain. It is a much bigger difficulty. It is a much greater pain than the pain of the one who in the first place never came to the table of the king. V'alachas kama v'kama, how much more so, k'shemedubere des b'nei yichidi shel hamelech, when we are speaking about the only child of the king, k'teres ha-Baal Shem Tov, as the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov, shekol echad v'echad mi'Yisrael, that every single Jew, the Baal Shem Tov said, hu k'mei ben yochid, he is like an only child, sh'neilad, who was born le'herim skenim le'ezik nosam, an only child, a single child who was born to old parents when they were already very old and they never had children. And when the child, an only child, is born at an old age, the love that these parents have to the child surpass the love of ordinary parents at an ordinary age. Sha'oz, then, when this is an only child, tzar ha-golos m'shulchan aviv ha-melech gadol b'yeser b'yeser, then the pain of the Golus, the difficulty of the Golus, for the only child that who was exiled from his father's table, from the table of the king, is much, much greater. V'yesh lehesif, it should be added, shehu'inyin debonim shegolu ma'al shulchan avihem, there's this idea that children who were exiled from their father's table, who gam eitzel b'nei Yisrael shenimtzoim, Be'eretz HaKedesh. This also refers to the Jews who are living in the Holy Land. Shehari Nusach HaTfilah Shetzorach Li is B'tachlis HaDiyuk, because the form and the terms, the words used in the form of the prayer, which has to be very precise and exact, the words are Mipnei Chatoeinu Golinu Me'Arzeinu, because of our sins we were exiled from our land. This was established, this was instituted, Tiknu Anshei Knesset Hagdela, this was instituted by the men of the Great Assembly, and they made this tefillah, they made this prayer, Gam Livnei Yisrael Shemtzoyim Be'eretz HaKedesh. They made this prayer also, without any distinction, also for Jews who are living in Eretz Yisrael, living in our Holy Land. Why? Mikivan shebizman ha-golus, because in the time of Golus, in the time of exile, ein zu arzenu b'shleimusu ha-amitis. This is not the full and perfect situation of how we have our land, our Holy Land. Now this has to be made clear. Claimer, this means, in relation to the nations of the world, Bevadai shegam bezman hagolus eres hakedesh ho artzim shel bnei Yisrael. In relation to the nations of the world, it is certain that also in the time of Golus, our holy land is the land of the Jewish people. Arzeinu, it is our land. Why? Mikim shehakadosh baruch hu nosna lehem nachlas elam. Being that God Almighty gave this land to the Jewish people a perpetual inheritance. He gave the land to the Jewish people forever. Ubemele, and therefore, einam yechelim, therefore, no one of the Jewish people are able, levater velosis l'umas ha'elam afil shal echad bilvad. No one of the Jewish people is permitted to concede and to give to the nations of the world even one step of land. Because God gave this to the Jewish people as a perpetual inheritance, and what God gives, no one, no human being, no one can give it to someone else. However, I will be yachas l'bnei Yisrael atzma. But when it comes to the Jewish people themselves, harei bezman hagolus ein eretz Yisrael b'shleimusa ha'amitis k'roi le'eretz shel bnei Yisrael arzeinu la'mitasa. But in connection with the Jewish people, Eretz Yisrael is not complete. It is not completely belonging to the Jewish people as their land has to be, as the definition of Arzeinu truly means that our land means completely ours when it is a time of Geula. And as long as it is not a time of Geula, we are also in Golus in Eretz Yisrael. But it has to be made clear that this has nothing to do with anyone putting a claim on Eretz Yisrael, wanting to give away parts of Eretz Yisrael. God gave this land to the Jewish people forever, and no one can defy His will and try to give any part of it away for whatever reason he may want to do that. We will continue with the rest of the Sikha in the next Shir, Emir Tzashem.